Laura, L-A-U-R-A, O'Quinn, O-Q-U-I-N-N, 8-12-08. Patient was, today's 10-27. Ms. O'Quinn is a 17-year-old young lady, a straight-A student, lives with mom and dad, only child, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't use drugs. Her last period was 10-19-25. Her trouble started not this past Saturday, the 25th, but the Saturday before that. She went to the emergency room. She went to the emergency room, Kingwood, because of terrible sore throat. They told her they're going to treat her with antibiotic and gave her some antibiotics, and which was Augmentin, and send her home. She said she got a lot worse. She came here on Saturday with terrible sore throat, not feeling well. Dr. Habadir saw the patient, did a monospot, which was positive, and then drew her blood. And sent her to, and the blood work came back today, showing a white count of 12,000. She's already been on 1 week of antibiotics, by the way. And her LFT showed slight increase. The patient had a ALK FOS of 131, ALT of 94, and AST of 94, and ALT of 157, period. Rest of blood work were within normal limits, period. Subsequently, patient had gone to see another provider, a nurse practitioner, who told her that they needed to come in on a daily basis for injection with steroids and antibiotics. Today she received Decadron and Rocephin, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's not tachycardic, she's not septic, she does have mono, she does have monohepatitis, she does have copious lymphadenopathy. Her spleen is borderline enlarged on the ultrasound, so I feel comfortable treating her here in the clinic. And this was discussed with mom and the patient over 10 times with the help of my interpreter, period. First thing is, she's not taking any antibiotics. She's already taken the Amoxil. She's already taken the Augmentin. She's at a risk of developing a mono rash related to treatment with Amoxil. We watch for that. None noted today. Next number, she doesn't need any more and doesn't need any antibiotics at this time. We'll go over the plan in just a minute as far as what we did for her. She's allergic to nothing. Social as above. Has no medical problems, no surgical problem, family history, diabetes, hypertension, and grandparents. Review of systems, sore throat, but she's still trying to eat. No nausea, vomiting, no difficulty breathing. Her O2 sat 98%. No hematemesis, hematochezus, seizure, convulsion. Her weight is 181, 97.5, 98%, 18, 78, 123 over 78. Heart positive, some positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are slightly red. Posterior pharynx is very red, very inflamed, lots of lymphadenopathy, copious amount of pus noted on her tonsils bilaterally, consistent with her mono. Assessment number one, mono. Number two, monohepatitis. Number three, lymphadenopathy in the neck noted. Number four, she just had a rocephinogram and Decadron 8 milligram at Morgan Family Clinic. Next number, I'm going to put her on prednisone taper for 15 days. Next number, I'm not sure if the liver numbers have peaked as high as they're going to go, so I'm going to have a comeback on Wednesday to recheck those. Next number, I expect the white count to be elevated because of steroids. Today was only 12.2. Next number, her lymphocytes are consistent with mononucleosis. Next number, her chemistry is within normal limits. Next number, mom has already started on the vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D. Next number is continue with vitamin supplementation. Next number is prednisone taper over the next 15 days. Next number, ultrasound will be repeated as far as her spleen is concerned. Again, this was borderline enlarged today. Next number is liver looked normal. Next number is kidneys look normal. Next number is thyroid has small nodules, but needs to recheck thyroid at a later date. But they were tiny in size, no further treatment needed till I recheck him again in the next 3 months. Next number's mom is very concerned about how sick her daughter is and wants to know if she's going to be okay. I told her that she will be fine if they followed instruction. No school for now, rest, lots of liquid. Come back on Wednesday for rechecking the blood work, as I mentioned. Once again, my nurse did a great job explaining everything to the patient and putting their mind at ease before leaving. Thank you.